Thank you for listening to Internet Boyfriends.
She's jealous, isn't she?
No, I don't think so.
To Internet Boyfriends.
We are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way.
And you're listening to Internet Boyfriends.
The Nazis are back, and they're flying over, about to bomb fucking Toronto, duck and cover.
Krampus!
Like, just fucking...
Yeah, like, I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist. Like,
it's terrible!
I'm a big fan of pickles.
I'm telling you what I learned from television and Wikipedia.
She really likes how I say audio.
I know how the internet works.
Internet Boyfriends.
Now, let's talk about poop.
Well, nah, I know that might be what the title entails, but like, I was just watching that video and I was kind of thinking, this is gonna be the last episode of 2010, so I know that we did our overly long two previous episodes of Q&A and the best of 2010 episode, as we I guess normally do twice so far. So I don't know. I was kind of thinking maybe do something a little different, and even I don't know what it is, but I kind of get this idea that from working at the job I'm doing now and the stuff I want to do in the future, the more and more I think about it, the more and more I hope that I'm going to get involved with more and more people. And I don't say more and more people like I hope that I work for a bigger company or that I work for, you know, work with more people. I'm just saying that I hope that when I do more writing or whatever it is I'm destined to do in the working world, I really hope it will involve more people coming to me for something. And not because I want people to need me, just because I want to know more about people and I want to get closer to people and I want to like understand what people like and how to do that better or how to be what people like or to that kind of stuff. And I know that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense about what I want to talk about this week, but maybe talking about personal things, like I kind of got the idea that this was a good time to do an episode about something as weird as poop. I guess I would say that poop is maybe the opposite of weird, because weird means something is different or not out there, a little bit different from the norm, and poop is the most normal thing in the world. Like, as
everybody
you said
poops.
Before, everybody poops. So I don't know. I figure there's two things I wanted to talk about in this episode that were kind of close to not even close to my heart, but close to stuff that normally happens anyway. So I don't know. I figured maybe I want to talk about them and kind of explore this idea that I should be talking about more and more things that people can relate to, because I want to be what people relate to, because I want that to be my job in some fashion. I don't think I'm ever going to be some social media pimp where I'm going to be using Twitter and Facebook and all the rest of that to like bring in, you know, viewers by the droves to any one thing. And I know that while we talk about this show a lot on Twitter, I really don't think we've ever really gone out to get any viewers, and I like it that way. Yeah. Like any listener that we have has come across it and said, "Hey, I'm going to listen," whatever. Anybody who's listening to this, thank you for listening, because we're not requiring you to listen, and you are anyway. So thank you so much for that. So anyways, to start, this is, you are listening to Internet Boyfriends. I'm Joey, and with me is Ryan.
Hello.
And this week we're going to talk about two things in particular, and you'll figure out what they are pretty quick. I wanted to start off with one of the things and tell a story that happened to me this week, which will now be 2 weeks ago. So anyways, trying to think of a good way to start this, because I know how to say it, but I want to say it better, and I want to say it less like I'm a creep. Although, again, I'm so sorry. It's one of those things where I know the story because it happened to me, and like I said, immediately after it happened, I was like, I gotta fucking say this on the show. Anyway, so I'm an adult man, and occasionally I like to do things like, I don't know. I think you know where I'm going with this.
I can guess where you're going with this.
Yeah. So I decided to go to my laptop and I wanted to look up some internet pornography. And I thought, you know, for research reasons, you know, mainly. So like I'm interested in it because I think that it tells me a lot about society in general, and I wanted to learn more. So I decided to look up
about
some
anatomy, of course. You're really
about
interested
anatomy.
In anatomy.
Yeah. And how people interact when they're naked. So anyways, as some of you may know, I do this video game thing now where I write about video games. So I have to constantly be on top of all that shit all the time. So I'm watching a lot of videos and whatever else. So anyways, There's a game called Left 4 Dead, and it features zombies in it. And there was somebody that posted a video about Left 4 Dead, and I wanted to watch it, and I left it running. And my computer's really fucking old, so I left it running earlier in the day, and it was loading on YouTube. And I guess for some reason it got stuck in a loop, or I don't understand much about the technical aspects of YouTube, but let's put it this way. It was running in the background, and I didn't know it. So I sat down on my computer, I put it on my stomach, laid down on my couch, and I'm kind of sitting there, you know, tacking away at the laptop and trying to, you know, find things that maybe children shouldn't be looking at. And sure enough, while I had come across something interesting that I wanted to look at, and all of a sudden the video started loading again and started to play. So I'm in a vulnerable position, I guess you could say. Like, I'm sitting there, like, I can't say I kept my hands on myself, because that means something different in this situation, but, I suppose you would keep your hands to yourself. Both hands were firmly secured on the keyboard, but, the video played, and it had this piercing scream, because there's a character in the game called a hunter, and he screams and goes, "Ah!" And so that played while I'm looking at this these images, and all of a sudden my testicles crawled up inside my body, and they have not descended since. Like, it's oh god, it was.
Oh.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Awesome.
Now I gotta make sure that anytime I want to do adult things, I'm gonna make sure to separate that from leaving YouTube videos randomly loading in the background. Oh god, yeah, that's so So I guess that's out there. That I guess that was about as vague as I could be as well about all that. But I don't know. I think it's something that everybody does and everybody should talk about. I talked about, and it was another thing too in regards to Twitter, that I was talking to somebody about it because I was looking at people's New Year's resolutions. And one of the top New Year's resolutions for 2011 was, I need to masturbate less. And
really?
Yeah, really. And number one, why? And no, because it's a private thing. It's not like anybody, it's not like you're going to Times Square and they're keeping a tally. Like, when they're saying, like, all right, Ryan Kloss, that's 27 today. You know, like, there's no.
That would be a problem. That would be impacting my life adversely if it was 27 times a day.
I think that would be impacting anybody's. I think that would be an intervention. Like, other people would have to come.
That's the worst intervention ever.
People holding your hands to them and not to yourself.
There's a character from Sons of Anarchy that has a problem with masturbation.
I can understand if it's an issue like that. Yeah, that might be something resolution worthy. So.
Oh God, really?
But yeah, seriously, it was. It was on 43 things, I think. So, I'm doing a feature for Peaky Geek about New Year's resolutions. So, I'm trying to research it, and I'm looking up information about New Year's resolutions. And sure enough, that was one of the things. And also, something I will add, a lot of people don't know, it's actually good for you. So, obviously, you're doing it within reason.
Yeah.
It's something that you should be doing every once in a while. Women, especially. And I know that might sound creepy coming from a guy, but it's very true. Go look it up. You don't need me to tell you. Ask your gynecologist. It's very, very healthy for you to be having adult time every once in a while. So, by the way, do you know that every time I look us up on iTunes, there's some sort of, like, sex toys thing that comes up with us?
Really?
Yeah. Just figured I'd throw that out there. Not now. You're supposed to do it after the show. We're supposed to be professional. Yeah, in theory. Yeah. So anyways, the two things that I want to talk about this week are pornography and poop. And one of them in particular we just talked about. I don't know if you have anything to add, or we should go right into poop. I don't know which is. And that's another thing too. Of these two topics, which do you think is a more private thing?
I'd say in general pornography. Definitely for some people, poop. Because they're like, yeah, whatever. I just jerked off to Scheiser. Scheiser porn's a bad example. I just jerked.
I don't know. I'm assuming it's something to do with Nazis. So
no, it's poop. It's German poop porn.
Okay.
So that's a bad example of the thing.
Okay.
Oh God, I was like crossing the streams. No, but some people will openly say that they watch porn and masturbate, will never ever speak of bodily functions. But I think for the most part, people will be willing to, if pressed. Most people don't like talking about either, I would say. But I think if pressed, under duress, they will talk about poop over pornography. At least, and their tastes thereof, and whatnot.
I guess one involves a preference I'm trying to think, because obviously a preference as in like what you like, in addition to what your sexual orientation is. So I know that that's already kind of getting into muddy waters where not a lot of people want to talk about what their sexual orientation is. And then obviously talking about like what your preference is on top of that would be a little bit different. Whereas like, you know, poop, it's not like you have a preference. Like my preference is definitely diarrhea. Like that's
I think that's not true. I think people do have a preference for poop. It is never diarrhea. No one prefers diarrhea to a, like...
I can guarantee we could find at least one person a preference for diarrhea.
By no one, I mean the vast majority of people. Clearly, someone prefers some weird, bizarre shit always. I'm sure...
Don't alienate our research, listeners. It's perfectly normal to think diarrhea.
If you love diarrhea, I don't think any less of you. It is weird, though. You are out of the norm, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say that you're bad in any way, but I think most people prefer a relatively firm, but not too firm, satisfying poop in as few pieces as possible.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I think if someone had to pick a preference, it would be that big satisfying. Oh Jesus! That big satisfying poop that makes you feel.
You really didn't wake up this morning and think you'd be saying that phrase.
This is the first podcast I'm recording sober, and the first podcast I'm recording in the afternoon, and we're talking about poop, so this is a little
weird.
In the
light of day, this is just not a good thing, yeah.
But I think everyone would say they would prefer that big, satisfying, solid, like, one- or two-piece poop that leaves you feeling not empty, but, like, that area feeling empty. You don't feel empty inside. You feel relief and satisfaction. I feel relief and some satisfaction and sort of, like, afterwards. That is definitely my preferred poop. I imagine it is most people's preferred poop.
Yes, I would assume so. Yeah, I think I would agree with that. That's fair. And also, it gives me I got my little poop I have a paper full of poop facts here. So, first one would be 3/4 of the average bowel movement is water. So, your poop 3/4 water. So there you go. Obviously, diarrhea is a lot more water to poop, but has a higher water ratio there. But it is mostly water, 3/4. So there you go. I would say it's pretty. Let's put it this way. I would say that there is a preference that when you sit down on the bowl, you're like, hey, I really hope that this is not getting on my feet. You know, but
your feet? How do you sit?
No, I just figured like I was trying to think.
Are you squatting over a hole? Like I know there are toilets like that, typically not in North America.
I was trying to think of a worse example than like people always like. I don't know.
Are you shitting so much it overflows the bowl and onto your feet? Is that what you're scared of? Like.
No, I'm not scared. No, I'm not saying I'm scared of that. I'm just saying like I was trying to think of like a worst case poop scenario, and I really I think if you have your fecal matter touching your feet, the game over. Like that's like because there's always the joke or the comment that can be made like, oh man, it was such a bad shit, it like hit the back of my knees. Like that's like you know possible. No, I guess not. Okay,
I have not heard that one before.
Well, that would be a really messy situation right there. That would be your issue of you have something along the lines of diarrhea. By the way, I will even put it out there that it is okay if you like diarrhea, but if you're having diarrhea for longer than like 3 days, go see a doctor. That is the public service announcement part of this issue.
You should drink lots of water because you're losing a lot of water.
Yeah, because I don't know if clearly 3/4 of water there. I don't know if you've ever played the Oregon Trail, but that's.
Oh, I've had lots of people die of dysentery.
There you go. That's how that shit happens.
Literally.
So. Hey, speaking of sitting down, because I completely go out of, like, I know this is completely just, we're rambling on here for 30 minutes about poop, and possibly if we were to get back to it, pornography, but what is your preference with the wiping? Because I have another fact here about wiping.
Define preference.
Optimal situation.
As few wipes as possible, but until it comes out clean. Who wipes once no matter what? Like that's a bad idea. Like I don't, that's why I'm trying to understand what you mean by preference.
I wiped once and pants are coming back on.
Doesn't matter how much fiber I've had, doesn't matter what I ate, it's once or bust.
Oh, I really don't want to meet that person.
Me neither. I don't want to shake his hand. If you are that person, please change your ways. Please.
Oh man, I don't know if this is funny to listen to, but I'm having a blast. I'm saying along the lines of, I would say my optimal situation is it down to the last detail. I'm sitting down. I'm wiping while sitting. I'm wiping front to back, and my toilet paper roll is over the top instead of back behind and down.
That is the exact opposite of me.
Wow.
Standing.
Wipe. Oh,
standing.
Jesus.
Top to bottom with an extra check of the taint to make sure that there's nothing has moved forward where it shouldn't.
Okay.
So the taint always gets an extra wipe, at least. Okay. And toilet paper underhanded. Always. To the point where I used to have a complex about if I was at someone else's house and it was overhand, I would change their toilet paper.
Why?
I don't have a good answer for that.
Okay.
But right. If it's underhand, you can just... It's no, like... looking for the thing. There's no, like, if a cat's in the house, it can't, like, spin it and make the toilet paper go everywhere. It's like a handy dispenser. It's always a little bit hanging down. You just grab it and pull.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe because I'm a very barse user. I'm trying to think of the right way to say this, because obviously I'm not, number one, I'm not wiping with my hand.
No.
And number, like, I'm not just yeah, so, and number two, I'm not, like I said, like, again, like we've covered, it's not the one wipe and then pants come up, but it's definitely one of those situations where I try to use as little paper as possible. That's always my thing. And I'm a folder as well.
I rip and I fold.
Yeah, not a buncher.
For the bathroom at home, I pull down to the floor and back up, so it's the distance from the roll to the floor doubled is the length of toilet paper I have, and then I fold it to an appropriate size in having it each time. You just reminded me of a poop-related story, which I guess I will tell because it's the poop show, or at least partially the poop show.
No, you got to tell.
In high school, me and some friends and I in French class, we had to make videos. It's like for our oral presentations, we could also make videos for the thing. So we did stuff like phobias and history stuff. And one of them we did was about poop and wiping your bum. And one segment was, amongst other things, this video, we had to make fake poop, fake diarrhea. So we had to put little chunks of stuff in it. But the poop techniques we filmed, obviously, at least partially clothed. We were not exposing anyone in our grade 9 or 10 classes to our asses or junk. Top to bottom, bottom to top. Basically, right on the sphincter, vibrate a little bit.
Wait, you're going. This just clicked with me. In ninth grade, you're going over proper wiping techniques.
Yes.
If you've made it to grade 9 without,
mostly we made these as jokes, more or less. Like everything was
okay,
like
fair
we
enough,
had to tell the stuff, but we did it in jest. Like because the last one was with a cat, so we took we had one of our friends take his our friend's cat and pretend to wipe. Well, actually, wipe his covered ass with it.
That cat could not have wanted that.
It was a fairly docile cat.
Okay.
So it was fine. We did something outside, maybe against a tree. I don't remember anymore. Oh, the outside part was probably doing with leaves. Anyway.
No, okay. I thought you meant it was like the Charmin Bear, like wiping his ass.
I think we had another one. Was it side to side? Once we passed the two appropriate ones, the one slightly weird, and then we went just ridiculous. Once you got to cat, it was really ridiculous.
Yes.
We did side to side just because it's another jet motion to do. Maybe sitting and standing, reaching under, reaching around. Anyway.
And I wanted to point out that I didn't mean to say that anybody who's made it to the ninth grade without knowing how to wipe is fundamentally wrong. I'm just trying to say that I think you have your preferences.
Priorities.
Yeah, your grade 9 is like 12, 13, 14, somewhere around there. 14 maybe even.
14, 15, I think.
14, 15. So if you're 15 years old and you don't have preset preferences on how you're doing things, you need to get on that. Like, that's an issue.
It's time to come up with a stance. No more agnostic wiping. Yeah. It's you come up with what you believe in and stick with it and make
a choice. Exactly, yeah. It's something you're going to be doing every day, hopefully every day for the rest of your life. So
sometimes a few times a day.
Well, I think optimal is one time a day.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's the norm is one time a day.
Actually, that might be in my facts. I don't know. I got by the way, most people do wipe sitting down.
Really?
The polls I've shown, yeah, most people wipe sitting down. I'm not saying that I'm better because I'm in the majority, but screw you. Also, of course, don't push. Relax is the credo of the bowl is never push.
Man,
if you can, don't
push.
It's health problems. Oh,
I don't know. I don't push to the point of insanity. I don't think I'm ever going to prolapse, but sometimes I'm tired. I've been here for long enough. Let's make some effort to get out of here.
Eat some fucking yogurt. Eat some fiber. That's what you got to do. Oh, man. Also, meat poop, as in poop that has meat in it, like if you're a big meat eater, smells worse than strictly vegan poop. So if you only eat vegetables and fruits and everything, your poop smells better. So there you go.
I don't. Based on my personal evidence, I don't believe that is true. People I've known who have had, like, briefly had, like, made ratatouille and ate that for a few days. Stuff smelled way worse than me, who primarily has a meat diet.
Okay.
I'm not saying my shit doesn't stink, because it does, because it's shit, but, yeah.
Okay, I think they intended to say that, like, overall animals, which we are animals, overall animals that have a mostly meat-based diet tend to have poop that smells worse than animals that have...
That I can definitely
believe. A vegetable or a plant-based diet. So I think that's what they meant. I really don't think that they're taking into effect like garlic and curry and like anything else that's going to make you like, I don't know if garlic. I'm assuming garlic because you sweat it. Well, because I guess you sweat out the garlic. I don't know. I'm not too sure about that. So
I've never smelled like – admittedly, you don't have carnivores shitting on the side of the road very often.
Yeah.
But – I've never had to deal with, like, I smell horse shit and cow shit semi-regularly, and that stuff stinks. Although the volume of it may be the issue. There's a lot of
I think it's the volume, Because also, you gotta think about, like, a rabbit poops pellets, and, like, pellets don't really stink.
They don't smell at all.
Like, yeah, so
I've had a rabbit,
go.
They
like
have that, no smell.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's what I'm assuming, because, I love rabbits. I'm assuming that, rabbit is the good case for the vegetable, like, herbivore diet, and then a carnivore diet is like me, and my poop stinks, and a rabbit doesn't. So like when I read the fact, that was like, yeah, it makes sense. My poop smells, rabbit poop doesn't. So I'm willing to run with that and say that on the show. Also, the average human poops out 2 pounds a day.
Really?
Yeah, that is what I read on the internet, and I don't entirely believe it. So
I have definitely weighed myself before and after pooing, and have had a 2 or 3 pound difference that has happened.
Yes, but I would assume
I don't know if that's the average. I don't think it was the average. I think I happened to weigh myself before and felt that was an epic movement.
As such,
I decided let's find out because it's science and you have to take measurements for science. And
I know that this is going to sound stupid, but I'm not sure if that translates exactly. Of where if you weigh yourself before and after and subtract the difference, that's how much the poop weighs.
If you do it directly after, I imagine it's extremely close. Because your body hasn't had much time to change things to muscle or fat and other things that change your weight. I haven't eaten anything to add more volume to me. Like I think it's probably very close.
Yeah, all right.
Because it literally was like, weigh myself, poop, and then a couple minutes later. And a couple minutes... The chances of it changing that many pounds is slim to none of normal bodily reactions. Admittedly, I should have weighed myself twice first and twice after and taken an average, but I didn't.
But, okay, see, that's another thing, too, is that I would say that you're probably an average-sized guy. So, there's also other, I'm assuming there's people who poop a lot more than we do because I'm of what I can gather from my own research, it seems that smaller people tend to go to the bathroom in the same quantities that you or I would.
Yes.
It's just that they're smaller. And so, like, regardless, I don't know. I mean, higher metabolisms, I would assume, would be crapping more often. Things
depending
like this. Yeah, now I wish I had done a lot more research on this, but I'm assuming that it works that way, where generally I really don't think – maybe 2 pounds is high, or maybe I'm just – I don't know. Maybe I'm just low. I don't understand. Well, 2 pounds seems like a lot.
Like, if you think about it, you probably eat more than 2 pounds of food a day.
Yes, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Some of that goes to fuel and whatnot and gets absorbed into the system, but most of that is going to come out after being used and turned into urine and whatnot. A lot of that's going to turn into poop.
Yeah.
So 2 pounds is really not that surprising. Between the liquid and the actual solid food you eat, it could easily be well over 2 pounds, and after whatever your body does to do whatever it does, 2 pounds leftovers, it's not that surprising.
All right, fair enough. I don't know. Maybe I'm just having a hard time quantifying 2 pounds in my head. Of like, I'm thinking of like something that I imagine 2 pounds is, like a 2 pound item, and it seems like big. It seems big, but then again, it probably isn't. So
it is a compact thing. It's a fairly dense thing.
Yeah,
it's not
that's a good point.
Two pounds of feathers or something. It's like it's a tightly packed that's been compressed and squeezed over miles of stuff.
2 pounds of feathers would not feel good at all. Like that, that would be that's hitting the floor. That's hitting your feet. Right
that would
there.
Be unpleasant. But I just picked something extremely not dense.
Well, actually, you also gave me a good segue. Bird poop is white because of the uric acid in the crap, since the birds don't urinate.
Oh, of course.
So there you go. Because I guess uric acid is doesn't mix well, so it just makes it white. Yes. So also, I think my last one that I have here, even though I don't know how close we are to the end of the episode, but since you also mentioned urinating, there's something called a fistula, which I didn't look up, and you'll understand why in a second. A fistula, which can be caused by some sort of health issue in that area, can actually cause feces to come out of the urinary system.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Fucking wow.
I knew of that. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that is not good.
No.
That is something you want to go see the doctor about.
Yes. They talked about that on Grey's Anatomy, not in detail, but in that one of the characters was trying to cure fistulas because they happen not, I don't know, like often in post-operation, but it's a post-op. It often happens post-op as a complication. And she found a way on TV, at least. I don't know if it's a real study that they brought into the TV, but that if you pulled some tube out after 3 days instead of five, you got a 75% reduction in fistulas post-op.
Speaking of TV, this is another thing, too. We're talking about like the idea of getting close to people and relating to people and so on and so forth by ways of like what I assume most people would call a gross topic, like poop. I know that a lot of people don't think of poop as like, hey, we all do it and it's something that we all share. It's sort of like, I don't like talking about that because it's private and whatever else. And I can understand that. I'm not like I'm talking to you about it. And I know that you don't mind talking about it. So that's what the hell. Why not? But I know. I wouldn't go up to somebody in the street and be like, "Hey, tell me about your poop. I need to know more about your stool. Tell me. I want to know." But on TV shows, I really can't remember the last sitcom or like TV show where they've shown somebody in the bathroom or there's some sort of poop-related thing. Like it's pretty much always like it's either a horrible gag where someone's like shitting themselves all over the place, or it's like no, nothing ever happens about it. There's no happy medium when it comes to poop on TV or in movies. It's one way or the other.
Simpsons or like Married with Children, it does not come up a lot, for lack of a better word.
Yes, see, I don't understand that because it's something that, especially the idea that it really took me until after, like, during college and now, like, probably somewhere at some point during college, once my friends started working in offices and things like that, and they're like, hey, by the way, when you get to start doing office work, make sure you take a shit at work. I was like, why would you do that? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I'm assuming to you either because you don't work in an office.
Well, I'll shit at work. I don't care about shitting in public, but I wasn't making a point of it or anything.
I have friends that make a point of it because they're getting paid to shit on the company dime. That's how they put it. Is yeah, and to me it sounds fucking genius because it's maybe depending on how long I want to be in the bathroom, it's somewhere between 5 to 20 minutes of me sitting in there alone, just being like, all right, I'm gonna read something or whatever else, and you know, if I'm getting paid for that, hey, even better. So. So there's that. I used to have a huge problem about going to the bathroom in public, but I don't anymore. So I'm getting better with that. So there's that. Do you? Speaking of the other issue in regards to reading, are you a big reader in the shitter or no?
No, I usually am a get it in and out kind of guy. But I'll usually bring my iPhone in and like play a round or two of solitaire. Maybe a level of Angry Birds.
That is great. It really seems like we couldn't be different. Like we're different in.
And it's not that I don't, like, at my parents' house, they always have, like, they had some, like, old comic, like, Peanuts comics and stuff. They were, like, on a shelf behind the toilet. And if I'm at my parents' house, I'll grab one. And my sister has all the, like, Uncle John's bathroom reader.
Oh, those are the best. Those are fucking fantastic.
Michelle's Clever Cupcakes is going to be in them in some way. I don't remember what the deal was.
Really?
Yeah, I have to look up what that was, but they're going to be in it at some point, apparently, from what I remember. This is old news at this point, so I don't remember all the details. But no, if there's stuff in there, I will read. I need to do something while I'm pooing, but I don't, I don't grab something to bring it in, but if there's something in there, I'll read it. Like, to the point where if I can read shampoo or something, I'll be reading the ingredients.
Oh, I hate that. I am not a shampoo reader.
But I don't bring stuff in specifically to read. I just happen to have my iPhone in my pocket, so I pull it out and check Twitter or like I've tweeted from the can lots of times.
See, never. I'm not a Twitter shitter.
Well,
so
you have an
I'm
iPhone.
Not even
bringing your
did,
whole laptop I, in would be a little excessive.
Okay, I will admit to doing that once. That is like once or twice I've been in that situation where I was waiting on something that was very time sensitive and I had to have the laptop and I was like, I really gotta go to the bathroom. I'm gonna bring it in with me. Wireless bitch, it's going in there. So, but for the most part, I try to keep. And that's something too. Even though I am a big bathroom reader, I really try to keep things separate from, like, if something's a bathroom book or if it's, like, something that's in the bathroom, it stays in the bathroom. Or I try to keep it that way for the most part. Now, I know that it kind of was a little bit different when Rachel and I were living together because, obviously, you know, like, we tend to have a lot of magazines and stuff in there just because that's the thing, too. Like, even though I'm not always in there sitting down to read 16 magazine articles, but I always feel like as a host, you know, with a lot of people coming over, the least I can do is leave you a fucking magazine to shit with. Like that's the least I can do. Cause I know that I've been in people's houses before and I try really, really, really hard to just make sure that I'm handling all of my business either early in the morning or late at night so that I can kind of just like get on with my day. Cause I'm a once a day kind of guy. I try to be fairly regular. I try to eat my yogurt and my acidophilus and all the rest of that kind of stuff. So I'm a fairly regular dude with a good amount of fiber and kind of keeping things going. But I try to, like, cause like I said, for the longest time I was afraid to go to the bathroom in public. So I have this habit of trying to go either in the morning or at night and trying to do it when I'm not, you know, in school or where I was in school or, you know, whenever. So anyways, I know what it's like to be stuck in a situation where you're just sitting there like, okay, I'm fucking stuck here for a good amount of time because things are not going as well as they could be going for whatever reason.
I'm aware.
And was that?
I know the feeling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because
everyone
I think
knows
everybody,
the feeling. Everyone knows the
everyone's knowing the feeling that you're in the bathroom and you're committed. You're going to be there for a good chunk of time. I'm saying sometimes up to a half an hour. I think half an hour is the maximum I've ever spent in the bathroom for one reason or another, but I am not a shit and go kind of guy. I definitely like to relax, and I always made it a rule. I make it a rule no matter where I go, no matter where I am. You know, I don't want to be bothered. Don't knock on the door. Roommates, whoever, anybody, just don't fucking bother me when I'm in the bed. I don't care if the house is on fire. I will finish what I'm doing. I will exit the premises, and that will be it. And there's a window in the bathroom I could always escape. You know, it's not the end of the world. So, but yeah, I kind of try to take my time, whereas it seems like you're definitely in and out kind of dude. So
definitely more so.
Why?
I'm not like in and out. Like I take my time, but I'm not like
I'm not even bothering to drop trowel. No, I get myself and scoop it in the bowl.
I generally poop more than once a day. So if I was, I can't take a half hour every day, like each time, that would be a little excessive. Gotcha. But like, I'll go in, I'll poop. I'll make sure it's finished. I won't, because I don't want to get up and just have to sit back down, because that's ridiculous. But for the most part, I don't hang around after the fact for a while. I don't take time just sitting there waiting for it. Like, I wait till I have to go. I go. Yeah. Like, I wait doing whatever I'm doing until it's like the pressure has built. It is imminent. It's time to go. And then go. And then leave. So usually it's not a crazy long time. Sometimes I get distracted by a level of Angry Birds or something and I get caught up. But you know how it is. Sometimes you like, or you're reading a comic and it's interesting and you want to finish the chapter, or reading a book, you want to finish the chapter. Like, I do read. It's just usually lately it's been the iPhone more than comic. So with Comixology, I'll sometimes read a comic on there quickly while I'm pooping.
Well, I think that the one thing that I wish people talk about more was, if they are readers, what they're bringing into the bathroom or what they're keeping in the bathroom, because I have felt an unbelievable connection to people when I go over their house and I'm sitting in the bathroom and I look over and there's a magazine that I have in my bathroom or something along those lines, and I'm like, hey, you too, awesome. And especially because, even though I feel bad calling her out on an issue or an episode where we only talk about poop and pornography, but not so much the pornography anymore, but mostly just the poop. Mandy tweeted something along the lines of Strunken White's style guide is a fantastic thing to keep in the bathroom because it's a really small book and it is great lessons for writing better. And you can read it and go on with your day, and it's wonderful. It's something you can, and it's something that I did in the past, and I've since brought it back into my life again. So it's a great little thing, especially because, like I said, it's not like so much that there's chapters. There's just rules and little bits and bobs and things like that about English and how you could be writing better and things like that. So I think everybody could kind of do better with that if in fact you're not an Uncle John's bathroom reader thing, because bathroom reader really it like that is the Cadillac of shit books. Like
sections, if you know it's gonna be a long time, you flip to the back and get the longer stories. If it's gonna be in and out, you get the little quick paragraph ones. It's perfect.
It really is. Those are fantastic books, and I've always missed them. I know that I was introduced to them in the bathroom through friends' houses, and then went to live up at Marist, and they had it up at Marist, and that was, I think, like the highlight of my shitting career has been up at Marist, because the bathroom reader just was a wonderful, and just I've never thought about getting them since. Like, I always said I wanted to get them when I lived in Rutherford, and now I just haven't, you know, maybe someday, I don't know. But it's definitely, maybe because I think it's a little too luxurious. Okay. whereas
buying something specifically for the crapper, as opposed to buying something that ends up there, is just a sign of luxury.
Yeah, it really is, especially because I think that I've always, when people always say to me, like when I talk about this kind of stuff, because I have talked about this before, because I think this is a topic that people should fucking talk about, and I will bring it up if I know that somebody's comfortable talking about it, because fuck, I like talking about anything. And when people say to me, like, why do you read in the bathroom? I don't understand, why would you bring a book into the bathroom? Alright, even if you're in the bathroom for tops 5 minutes a day, total, for the whole day, and you're just in there and you're dumping everything out, and then you're on your way and you have no reason to go back to the bathroom for the whole rest of the day, if you're reading a couple pages of a book while you're in there, you can finish a whole book within 3 to 6 months easy. Like, you can blow through, and for people who don't read, and I know a lot of people don't read, if you're reading the back of the shampoo bottle, you're wasting your fucking time. You're wasting your fucking time, because if you're not thinking about a problem, or if you're not, you know, sitting there reading something, or you're not doing something productive with your time, come on. Like, really. I mean, it's supposed to be a moment of relaxation. Do something relaxing. Reading is great. You know, it's fantastic. And if you don't like reading comic books are even better. I mean, that's, you know, I always feel bad when I'm reading a magazine in the bathroom, because I know that it's ultimately kind of an empty experience. Whereas I could be building towards something, like I could be reading a whole book, or I could be learning something new or whatever. Whereas,
but then again, an empty experience is apt for your emptying experience.
No, if I'm taking something out, I'm putting something back in. That's how it works for me. Is I want to learn something while I'm in the shitter. That's how that works.
And on that note, this might be the end of this episode.
I think it should be the end of the episode. So I've had,
we'll have to talk about pornography another day.
Yeah, I think we'll talk about that another day. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you again for listening to another episode of Internet Boyfriends. Did we even do the introduction this week?
Yes, we
no?
did. I think we did.
Okay, good.
If not, they can piece it together based on this.
Whatever. But, hey, thank you for listening. I had a great time. I'm sure you had a great time, yep. Ryan, there. So, yeah.
This went better than
anyways,
expected.
Yeah, I thought so. So I'm Joey on Twitter, at Mr. Balls.
And I'm Ryan on Twitter, at Gobo.
And so, again, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Take care.